see this.
KXNO's Thirsty Thursday continues with tonight's Cyclone Fanatic radio show, which is powered by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Now let's head north to Whiskey River in Ankeny, where Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Jared Stansberry are standing by.
Well, kind of.
You put Stansberry on the intro.
Yeah, well, I did. He's part of the program.
I agree, but not tonight.
He's not here tonight. Jared's recovering from the flu. Wish him the best. The crafty veteran reporter from Cyclone Fanatic, Rob Gray, will join us 30 minutes from now. We are at Whiskey River in Ankeny. We welcome our friends from Carl Chevrolet, the presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show during this 2018 Iowa State basketball season. Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life, happy and honored to have them as a part of our team. I welcome Brent Bloom to the broadcast. Hello.
Good to be here. It's cold.
Yeah, it is cold. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate
breaking news.
We appreciate the insight.
Thanks, Sean.
From Brent Bloom. Yeah. Sean Jankowski always quick on the button. A lot to get to tonight. Bloom and I, we spent a lot of time together in Memphis last week, but we really have not yet discussed Iowa State's Liberty Bowl victory over Memphis. We're also going to look forward to the 2018 football season as well, as that talk is starting to heat up. A quick public service announcement here via CycloneFanatic.com.
Please.
Now, this is breaking news.
Stand by for news earlier.
But our big recruiting party, we've been doing this for what seems like a decade now. Brent, this will be our largest one ever. But the hype surrounding the program and whatnot. We will have it here at the district venue next to Whiskey River in Ankeny on February 22nd, a little bit after signing day. But the way I look at it, signing day is not what it once was.
Nope.
It does not matter to have it on signing day or the day after signing day. I wanted to make sure that all of our, quote, special guests could be in attendance. February 22nd, that is the date. Get it on your calendar.
Get here early.
Get here really early. Yeah. This is a point where I almost think we could charge. We're not going to, but the only reason I even say that is I think that's how big of a demand it is going to be here that night.
It'll be standing room only and then some.
So, yes.
Yeah, put that on your calendar and maybe take the afternoon off to get a spot.
February 22nd, the district venue right next to Whiskey River. And we
had
our basketball
location.
Party, yeah. And it was marvelous. Like, just a phenomenal facility for what we're trying to do. Again, Rob Gray joins us at 6:30. We're going to talk Iowa State basketball at that time. The Cyclones are 0-2. Right now, Brent Bloom, how'd you like Memphis, man?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really fun week. I was there. You were there a day longer than me. I did not get experience Jerry the King Lawler like you did. But all things considered, I thought it was a great experience, and they really do care about that bowl game. And I thought, you know, for the most part, the Memphis fans, the Memphis locals were very hospitable. They welcomed Iowa State, and what a game. I mean, that was probably not as high scoring as I expected, but from start to finish, that was a fantastic football game. You kind of lived and died with every play, and I thought it was fitting the way it ended. What Iowa State had to deal with
you saying the ref screwed them
a little bit. I mean, a little bit, but not even just the way they had to battle adversity the whole game from the start without the two safeties. But it was the seniors in the end that made all the plays, and I thought that was the cool part. You know, with Joel getting the final first down, Lazard with the player of the game, and even, you know, Reggie Wilkerson had a phenomenal play there in that last drive as a senior, and J.D. Wagner was great. So the seniors all stepped up in a big-time moment, and I thought it was fitting that those guys ended their careers that way.
J.D. Wagner was so good. It inspired us to do a J.D. Wagner Love podcast on our way home from Memphis.
He deserved it. Hung Kung Fui Kick, J.D. Wagner. But now, what do you think? I know you were there a day longer. I mean, I thought –
well, Memphis is a total dump.
Yeah, but is it?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I thought Beal was horrible.
Yo, take this from a guy who's – flying charter staying at the Peabody and not paying a dime for it. It's a dump. However, it's a really cool city. A cool city can be a dump.
I thought the setup was good for Iowa State fans.
Yeah, it's perfect for that because you have a central location. you know, like
it was like the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, that's why it's perfect, yeah. And that's why I would never crap on going to the Liberty Bowl, because it's actually a really fun atmosphere. However, what's it going to take for Beale Street to finally be ready for Iowa State fans? They should have known this was coming, and they were still not prepared.
I ran into a bartender who didn't even work at the bar. She just said, I know the owner, and they needed help, so I don't really know what I'm doing. The bar I was at ran out of
Brent,
every kind of beer.
I was standing bar at our game
watch. Right. Places didn't have food.
Yeah,
the stadium ran out of beer and food.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
And they were not prepared.
Incredible showing by Iowa State fans. I was glad that I was really glad that the Clones played Memphis, to be honest with you, because that was such a fun atmosphere during that game. Iowa State wins it. That is old news by now. Did you have a chance to take a look at the projected Iowa State football depth chart for 2018 that I threw together on Sunday?
Yeah, is it September yet? Like, I'm ready for football again, which is weird because January
4th. Everybody's already talking
and
about
we're still
spring
talking
football.
About football, but that, I mean, I think that's the shift of the paradigm with what Matt Campbell has done.
So I want to talk about two positions specifically, and then we'll pick apart where the Cyclones need to improve heading into 2018. Iowa State absolutely loaded, Brent, at two positions. Let's start on the offense, running back. Clearly, David Montgomery is number one. He'll be one of the top returning running backs in the entire country next year. Get ready for that hype. But then after that, you've got Kenne Nwangu, who sat out last season due to the Achilles tear that he had last February. We're coming up on a year from that. You've got Sheldon Crony, who looked really good, I thought, in
nice
the
change of pace.
Tail end of this season. Mike Warren, who at one point was the leading freshman rusher in the entire country, believe it or not. And you've got this kid, Johnny Lang, who everything we've heard is very special. We have not seen much of him. He redshirted last year, just played sparingly in that game against Northern Iowa. He, too, will be in the mix. This is as loaded as I've ever seen the Cyclones at running back, depth-wise.
Yeah. Oh, it's not even a question. I mean, I think it's the point where you have to look at how do you get Nwangu and Lang specifically on the field, potentially in another spot. And both will be on the field, kick return, potentially punt return. But, I mean, Montgomery's so good that you don't want to leave him off the field. And so how do you utilize those other guys? And, you know, I thought Sheldon Crony was a nice change of pace. Ran well against K-State and Baylor. I mean, Mike Warren obviously had a great year. Maybe he's the odd man out. I'm not sure, you know, what Mike wants to do. But there's only so many carries.
Everything I've heard, Mike's going to stick around.
Yeah, I mean, you get to his senior year.
He's been very vocal on social media about wanting to finish it out here. And
Give him credit for it.
Yeah, no, I absolutely do. That's a really hard deal for a kid who was so good his freshman year.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone asks, well, what's the deal with Mike Warren?
He got beat out.
I think he just – David does things that he does. He's just better. So what do you do there?
Bigger.
Yeah, he's bigger. I mean, but with Nwangu, which I thought you had a good blog about that, he's kind of forgotten about.
Yeah.
When he came in, he was more decorated than Montgomery was.
Yes.
And almost outperformed Montgomery in that first August.
He just didn't have the size.
He just doesn't. Yeah, he didn't have the every down back guy. But he'd make an impact, and he will make an impact specifically in special teams where, quite frankly, that was probably Iowa State's worst part of, other than run blocking, of their team was the kick return game, which is kind of non-existent. But Nwangu was an All-American as a freshman as a kick returner.
Yeah.
He'll help.
Campbell was – it was funny. I told this story on today's Charterhouse Real Estate podcast. Campbell was super uncomfortable at his pre-bowl press conference last Friday. Like, I mean, he was, you know, the bowl execs are trying to do all the corporate crap, and Matt hates that stuff. And then he asked him about some football topics, and Kenne Nwangu was brought up, and Matt Campbell gushed about him for a good 2 minutes. You could tell it called him, quote, one of the most explosive players we've ever coached. Oh, yeah, that guy named Kareem Hunt that just led the NFL in rushing this regular season is a Matt Campbell guy. That's a really big statement to put Nwangu, who's really only has 23 attempts to his name in that category.
Yeah, and he's a guy you can move around too. So you lose a Trevor Ryan, you lose.
Well, that's so. Am I crazy to think that maybe you put? Because
no,
Campbell specifically said we're trying to get him to be a better pass catcher.
Yeah, I think you have to. I think you have to put him and Lang.
Yeah.
In some of that Trevor Ryan stuff. Yep, because you got to get those two on the field. They're two of your best athletes. And Nwangu, can you imagine Nwangu on this, you know, and they used them both together a little bit 2 years ago. So, yeah, Nwangu's going to be used. I think you need to get him kind of in that money position that Trevor Ryan was.
Good stuff. As we're talking about Iowa State's offense, we're doing the good right now. Where is Iowa State loaded heading into 2018? Equally loaded, Brent, on the defensive
what?
Line.
Have what? You ever said that?
No. We've seen good offense or defensive lines at Iowa State. We have not seen the depth.
No.
And I'm going to name a few guys here who I think are all potential pro prospects down the road.
This is crazy.
Wazirike.
Yep.
Leo.
Yep.
Lima. Potentially Tongamoa. I don't want to overstep my bounds there yet because that seems a little dicey, but I think Jaquan Bailey's a future pro too.
Yeah, I think still to be determined for Leo. You hear good things, like you hear rumblings that this guy can do some things.
Well, I think the redshirt year is critical
yes,
for him.
Yes, but we haven't really seen it yet. But I think there's no question. Lima and Wazirike. I think Wazirike maybe more so than Lima, honestly, from a pure NFL
I've been
potential.
Told by numerous people inside of the program that any Wazirike is, quote, the most talented player in our program.
He had some flashes this year, but he was only a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He didn't
play enough.
I want to see him next year.
I agree.
Like, look at Jaquan Bailey.
Jaquan Bailey had a great year. And really, you know, if he doesn't do that those shenanigans at Texas, I mean, I think, or against Texas, I should say, that game might be different. But he was good after that. And I thought Bailey had a huge impact in the Liberty Bowl. Kind of didn't really go notice because Wagner got a lot of the, you know, actual sacks. But Bailey was excellent in that game.
The whole
really was all
line
year.
Dominated.
Yeah, they all did.
They dominated Memphis. I'm very.
And Jamal Johnson played well.
Jamal Johnson, yeah. And he's a great number two at that nose guard position. I'm told that this. Angel, or I'm not sure if it's Angel.
Dominguez?
Yeah, Dominguez.
Yep.
I've been told he looks real good right now. So stay tuned. Room to be very excited about Iowa State's defensive line next year. You're listening to Cyclone Fanatic Radio on 1460 KXNO. We are live from Whiskey River in Ankeny and presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Brent Bloom joins me in 15 minutes. Rob Gray from Cyclone Fanatic will stop by, where we will discuss Iowa State's 0-2 start to the Big 12 basketball season. Brent Bloom, in order for this Iowa State football program to ascend next year from a surprising and impressive 8-win season in 2017, the offensive line has to get better.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't talk to me about quarterback.
Not even better, but significantly better.
Yeah. And that's really where I'm at heading into the spring.
Some young guys.
Where do you think it ends up?
It's so hard to say. I thought, you know, they had their moments this year. Pass blocking, they were pretty good all year.
Were they, though?
I think they were.
Were they that good, or were Iowa State's quarterbacks good at getting rid of the ball quickly? Because the Pro Football Focus deck says nobody was better than that, than Kyle Kemp. Jacob Park.
It's fair.
I thought Jacob Park got rid of the ball quickly in the three or four games that he played.
I think they were.
You
they
can
were,
look at what David Montgomery did. Oh, the offensive line blocked for him. No, they didn't. They really didn't. He was making people miss. I don't know if they were that good at pass
blocking. But it wasn't a case where the quarterbacks were ever running around.
Correct.
They got rid of the ball. So it's hand in hand, yes, but. It's not like there was just unabated pressures all the time. I thought they did a nice job.
Yeah, I don't think they were terrible. I'm not going that way.
Run blocking's another story, and they've got some young dudes in the system that they are really confident will be that physical, be able to run downhill a little bit more than this group was. This is more of a finesse group, you know. But with Bolton, Hudson. Was it Nogash? I'm going to butcher
Bolton
his name.
Hudson are the guys who they're really jacked up about right now.
Hudson is maybe the largest individual on the team. He's a mountain of a man.
I think they still really like Foster, too.
Yeah, and
he
kind of
got thrown out into the Wolves this year, but he could be real good.
Meeker's a guy that can play a couple different spots, and Good Jones is going to get bigger and hopefully better at the center spot. And they got some pieces there, but they have – and then they – Kniffel's good. I mean, I think Kniffel had a nice year. And he's, again, in his only his first year in the program, he'll get stronger and better as well. But they have to, Chris, because they do not have – I know the receivers are still going to be good, but they don't have the weapons that they can – You know, they're going to need to score more points next year, I think. And that's going to start with the ground game in Montgomery and being able to pound out those 10, 12, 14-play drives and be able to run right at them. And, you know, how many times this year did Iowa State need a yard or two and they couldn't get it again? So that's the next step for this program is being able to, we're coming at you and you can't stop it.
Quickly, some commentary, Brent, on the quarterback position. Right now it's Zeb Nolan's job to lose. However, there's significant reason to believe that a grad transfer could potentially be brought in. And I want to make this clear, because I'm a big proponent of bringing the grad transfer in. I don't even care who it is. I just want an older guy in that room. Right now you'd have a sophomore and two freshmen. That's not a lot of experience when these guys are going through a game week. I think Nolan can do it on the field, but can Nolan apply leadership to the other guys Sunday through Saturday? That's what I don't know. And that's why I want a more experienced guy in there, even if he's backing up Zeb, who has a great arm, and I really like what he can bring to the table.
Well, we know the stat now. Iowa State has not had the same quarterback start every game of a season since Austin Arnott in 2008.
Yeah.
It's been a decade.
The old Bob Montgomery, or who was the
– Bob McFarland.
McFarland, yeah. McFarland.
Yeah, good offense.
Yeah. That was a great offense.
Yeah, it did a nice job. Couldn't stop a soul. But you're going to – it's just – You know, in an ideal world, you'd have the same guy, and nobody would get hurt and be healthy and the whole thing. It's just hard to keep the same guys. I obviously started three different quarterbacks this year. So I think Devin Moore's a nice player, and Real Mitchell's got a good potential. But you cannot go through the season with just Zeb, Moore, and Mitchell. It's just you're not going
to. Well, Moore's coming off the injury. We don't really know.
Yeah, you don't know. You have to get another body there. You just have to. It's like prerequisite number one for next season.
Glad that we agree.
And it'll happen.
Coming up tomorrow on CycloneFanatic.com, we're going to release our 2017 Iowa State Football Awards. Now, these are awards that have been voted on by our illustrious...
Prior to the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, prior to the Liberty Bowl. This is regular season. But our illustrious staff of insiders, intellectuals, bloggers, hacks, whatever you want to call us... we've got a lot to chew on here. I'm not going to give everything away, but we're going to preview that next. We're going to tease it. And then Rob Gray will join us to talk Cyclone Hoops for the second half of the program. It's Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We are live from Whiskey River in Ankeny, presented by Carl Chevrolet here on 1460 KXNO. Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams with Cyclone Fanatic, and I am excited to be here today promoting one of my all-time favorite brands, Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. True story, on Friday nights when I'm relaxing, trying to get primed for a busy Saturday of covering the Cyclones, the good stuff is my go-to drink, and it has been for well over a decade. With its smooth taste, Templeton Rye's 4 and 6 year whiskeys are my absolute favorite. And it's a really exciting time for the town of Templeton, where Templeton Rye is building their brand new distillery. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished, and I cannot wait to visit Templeton to see it in person. Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It's Cyclone Fanatic approved.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Fanatics, we need to give a big shout-out to one of our longest-running sponsors at Cyclone Fanatic. That's our friends at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Now, I know a lot of you out there, you've already grabbed Iowa State flags and a bunch of merch from them, but did you know that they have a ton of other stuff, too, like NFL flags, MLB, NBA. They've got NASCAR flags, metal signs, and, of course, flagpoles for tailgating your house or business. You can spend hours on their site. Check out Heartland Flags in person as well. Located at 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines. Free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com and tell them thanks for supporting Cyclone Fanatic.
Back by popular demand, One Night of Queen performed by Gary Mullen and The Works. It last time. See the show that people are still talking about. One Night of Queen performed by Gary Mullen and The Works. Saturday, March 10th at Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Jefferson. Tickets are on sale now. Jefferson.WildRoseResorts.com or inside the Iowa store. Saturday, March 10th, only at Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Highway 30, Jefferson.
To Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. We are live from Whiskey River in Ankeny. Of course, we are presented, as always, by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. Did you see that, Brent? That was willpower. That gentleman wanted to buy me a beer, and I said no.
I did see that. It was actually a mild surprise. The other surprise is that Stansberry got sick before you did.
I feel great.
Yeah.
But, man.
Rob was minorly ill last week in Memphis, so whatever Stansberry had was likely given to him by Rob Grant.
Well, I guess that tells you how resilient I am compared to our pal Jared. I still managed to work. I just didn't go out in the town a couple nights.
Yeah, maybe if Jared didn't go out on the town, he wouldn't be sick right now.
Yep. Lesson learned for the
show,
young man.
Rob. Thanks for joining us. We are going to get a report from you on Iowa State basketball today. Steve Prohm gave everybody injury updates and whatnot, but you voted in this, the Cyclone Fanatic 2017 Iowa State Football Awards, and let's talk about that right now. I don't want to spill everything, because you know you want to give people a reason to go click on the column.
Yep.
But I do think we discuss a couple of these categories. I want to talk about this team MVP. Everybody talk
so
about
hard to...
who you put as your team MVP for the Cyclones in 2017. So did you see, you were there, Bloom.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric Heft and I.
Yeah.
Have we had a little more time? I think Heft and I may have gotten into it a little
that
bit.
That was a little bit of an intense conversation.
We got a little bit chippy that I and Eric Heft.
And the legend. I'm sorry, I've got to go with Heft. I don't know what your argument was, but I'm not backing you up.
Yeah. I think that Ray Lima was the team MVP.
I'm trying to remember who I voted for.
I know. I'm trying to remember as well.
Well, David Montgomery was the winner.
All right,
David Montgomery won the award for us with our Cyclone Fanatic.
I voted David Montgomery number one and Ray Lima number two.
So we're not that far off.
No.
I'm sure I probably put David Montgomery number two.
So here's my thoughts on team MVP. I mean, the offense.
Don't ride the fence and be like, well, you could have given it to all these guys.
No.
I want a firm stance here.
No, I mean, those were the two, for me, it's easy, the two most valuable pieces on each side of the ball. And the decision to go to that 3-4 was the biggest decision of the season. The entire complexion of the season changed. And the reason why you could make that decision is because of Ray Lima. And what do we always said forever? We said Iowa State has not been able to win consistently because their defensive line has been so poor. Ray Lima was the biggest difference of that defensive line. They went from, 92nd in rush defense to top 30 this year. As good as David, I might switch now. I mean, I'm talking myself into it. As good as David Montgomery was, and he was electric and special and All-American and the whole thing, I think Lima is the MVP. I'm going with it.
Hey, Sean, can you please fire up the fake news sounder, please, here on Cyclone Fanatic Radio?
You are fake news.
Thank you. I am fake news. I actually voted for Lanning when I filled this out. But I
voted for Montgomery as well.
I voted for Lanning. I would probably, like, gun to my head, I'd go Lima. I'm with you, Brent, that the 3-4 was the difference in this team. If you followed Memphis pre and post bowl game, and you followed what their elite offense was saying, we don't know where these guys are coming from. Like, their coverages are all, well, you know why they're able to do that? It's because they have three down linemen. Now, one of the things, and John Haycock, like, fans, if you guys want to get smarter about football, watch John Haycock's videos from Tuesday night because this guy is telling you about football. And one of the misnomers about the 3-4 is, whoa, I mean, how can you stop the run with only three down linemen? Well, that's the glory of it, because you're bringing the fourth guy from another spot. And you never know when you're the quarterback where that's coming from. And that's what made Iowa State's defense so difficult all year long. And as great as the linebackers were and as surprising as they were, Rob, none of that happens unless you have an elite nose guard, and that's what Ray Lima was.
Well, you're right, and I'm somewhat sheepishly have to admit Ray was not on my top three of the MVP. But, yeah, I mean, that's a great point. And you talk about the run defense. You think about, when they don't know where that other guy is coming from. It's one thing, it's like, oh, we got four guys to block. Okay, here we go. Here's our scheme. Here we go. Let's go get it. But you could bring, you know, Lanning on run support a lot. You'd sometimes bring up a safety on run support. You'd have, you know, Willie Harvey was really good against the run,
even
too.
Brian Peavy.
And Spears was tremendous against the run. You took advantage of some speed. You took advantage of some smarts, I think. I think that was a very smart defense as well. And you're right, though, the touchdown there, the rock, the place where everything pivoted from was definitely Ray Lima making a huge difference there at the nose.
I'd be okay with Montgomery, too. Because the defense is the reason Iowa State was 8-4. Yeah. However, part of the reason the defense was able to do what it was able to do.
Are you not counting the K-State game? Is that why you went 8-4?
8-5 or 9-4?
8-5. I'm sorry.
I'll go 9-4.
They were 9-4. Clones went 9-4 this year. But my greater point is, the two kind of work hand in hand, though.
Yeah.
And when you actually have a running back, where I always say the Texas Tech game was the David Montgomery game, in my opinion. You got a double-digit lead. We saw that two times last year with Iowa State, and they couldn't hold it. Why? Because they couldn't kill any clock. Mm-hmm. They couldn't run the football. And even though the offensive line stunk at run blocking this year, you had a running back who was able to get yards and continue to move the chains. And your defense benefits from that in key categories when they're not on the field all the time. So if somebody wanted to go Montgomery, I'd buy it. And if somebody wanted to go Joel Lanning, because he was the heart and soul of the team, in my opinion, I'll be okay with either of those three.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. It's almost hard to find a spot for Lanning. That's why he shows up on these all-purpose deals all the time, because, you know, obviously not an offensive MVP as good as he was. Is he a defensive MVP? I don't think so. But everything that he brought, culminated to make him a team MVP of sorts.
I wanted to throw an honorable mention vote for Brian Peavy. Okay. I think that guy was extremely underrated. And I'm not sure, because it's hard to really focus on a corner, but I'm not sure we even realize how good that guy is. And he has been for two straight years. I mean, look at that Memphis game. Miller did almost nothing. And, yeah. I mean, Brian Peavy was always matched up with the best receiver, and did he allow big games from anybody?
He had a couple mistakes early, didn't he?
He's been that guy
that people generally throw away from for good reason.
You know, it's similar, I think, to the Lima conversation just on the back end, because when you have a lockdown corner, it allows you to take those safeties to do
whatever you want.
If you want to help out DeAndre Payne, if you want to use him in the run game, if you want to blitz, it works. There's
together.
A reason why lockdown corners go to the top 10 of the NFL draft all the time.
Well, how vital was it, too, when you get the suspension and the ineligibility from your two senior safeties? And you've got to slide in the young guys, some of whom have played, Lewis and White. I mean, they've played, and some of the others, Ruth, all that. But you know you've got that. That's a known quantity with Peavy. And Payne was pretty darn good in his own right, too.
Yeah.
So you can shift guys around. Alexander was good shifting, nickel, star, all that stuff. So Peavy definitely deserves the conversation there.
It's pretty exciting those two guys are going to be back, Peavy and Lima.
Yeah.
And Payne.
And Payne.
Even.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Payne's a guy who...
He had a nice year. Really
he's
nice
got
year.
So... You're going to use that fancy word, upside.
Yeah.
Payne... If Peavy had Payne's size...
Yeah, but Payne's not very big either.
He's bigger than Peavy.
Just a little bit, yeah.
A little taller, I think.
Yeah, but both those guys...
Okay, my point is if Peavy were 2 or 3 inches taller, he would be going pro right now.
Oh, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like
he's that caliber
he's that
of
good.
Corner.
Yeah,
he's just there's
good.
A reason he's at Iowa State,
yep.
And it's because he's that
he's
small.
He's 5'9".
I'll never forget. And this is why guys like me don't coach. But I remember the night that Brian Peavy committed, and I remember texting Frent, "You kidding me? Another 5'9" corner or whatever it was." I'm like, "This guy's got no offers."
Yeah, he's like a 2
This guy
star.
Sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And look at Brian Peavy.
Yeah.
It's fun. I had a fun conversation with him about that very moment in at Big 12 Media Days earlier this year. He kind of got a chuckle out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, super interesting. Unsung hero. I thought this was a fun one. This was my list for unsung hero. I went Vernell Trent, DeAndre Payne, J.D. Wagner, in that order. Rob, I think you'll go with J.D. Wagner.
My man J.D.
Rob loves, but I think. Vernell Trent, like, we can talk about Ray Lima. I don't know if Ray Lima is Ray Lima without his sidekick, Vernell Trent.
Yeah, gave him some time off, you know, had some depth there. That's where we go back to. You know, if you look at that really good Iowa State D-line in 2005 with Nick Leaders, Brent Curvey, Jason Berryman, and then on the other side was
Sean Moorhead.
Those guys, if you look at their snap totals, were playing 95% of the snaps.
It was off the charts.
And they just...
Clones are very fortunate to not have any injuries.
Yeah, I mean, they got, but they, the next, it just, you cannot play D linemen that many snaps and expect them to stay healthy. That group did, but.
They were also kind of freaks, though. Like, Berryman was an athlete that.
Yeah, and Curvey was.
Curvey was nuts.
Yeah.
And then Leaders and Moorhead were just grinding
really
out, like.
But those guys were playing 100 snaps a game, but when you had this rotation on that D line, it allowed the Limas, the Wagners, the Baileys to stay fresh, and that's something Iowa State has never had the luxury of having, and that's why I think they were so much better this year.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio, we are presented by Carl Chevrolet here from Whiskey River in Ankeny. All right, have we exhausted the football conversation? Are you guys good with moving on?
I don't know if you can talk about it enough, but I think we should fit in some basketball at some point.
Well, is this bizarro world?
Yes.
What kind of a world are we living in here? Rob Gray was at Steve Prohm's media availability today. We did get some injury news on the Cyclones. We'll talk about that. And look ahead to Saturday's road trip to Oklahoma State. Iowa State I don't want to overreact here, but it seems like somewhat of a dire situation in the Big 12. Starting 0-2 at home. I think a really important game coming up on Saturday in Stillwater. We'll talk about all of that and more next here on 1460 KXNO.
Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area or on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
In the market for a new home? Consider getting your mortgage through Gershman Mortgage, a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com. Gershman's knowledge, experience, and low rates will not only make a positive impact on your home buying experience, but will also save you money as it has for families over the course of 3 decades. Already own? Perhaps refinancing is a solid option for you. Give Gershman Mortgage a shot. Call 515-964-5952 or stop by their Ankeny location at 1200 Southwest State Street, Suite 2C today and tell them Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rump baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Fanatic Radio. We're broadcasting from Whiskey River in Ankeny. Of course, we are brought to you by our good friends at Carl Chevrolet. We're going to move on from all the football talk. I know you guys would probably listen to us talk football all night, but we want to cover some basketball too. Cyclones aren't out of it yet. Of course, they just 0-2 at this point. A lot of season left to play, Bloom.
16 games.
You were with me, my man. I was not in good spirits on Monday night after that game. No, that was frustrating to me. They should have won. Like, I'm okay with losing to Kansas State because they got beat by a better team that shot lights out. I didn't like the way Iowa State played, but it wasn't the end of the world. They should have won on Monday against Texas.
Yeah, home game, up 9 in the second half, multiple chances to have an end-of-game situation and win the game and just couldn't do it. And defensively, they were okay enough. I mean, Texas clearly, as they said after the game, Rob, that they knew what they wanted to do, and that was run that pick-and-roll stuff, pick-and-pop stuff with Ostakowski, and he made them pay for it. But, I mean, you know, you can look at that, and that's the reason they lost. But Lindell Wigginton goes 2 of 14.
Yeah.
And you get so much production out of Cam Lard, who is phenomenal. But that's a game against a Texas team that's not going to be upper half of the conference, I don't think, at home, with that on the line. That was more frustrating to me than even Missouri or Milwaukee.
Because, oh, by far.
Because you know what you had this time, and
yeah,
it's going to be a really uphill battle now to get back into the NCAA tournament conversation.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you're right. I mean, they had them in a – how many of those times – I think Wigginton had a couple wide-open threes in some of those spots where he could have really extended, and he just couldn't hit them. And, I mean, and he said today, just to dovetail into that a little bit, that, you know, he seems, first of all, as loose as they come, which is a good thing. Just said more or less he didn't have it.
You know, he didn't have it.
The shot, the good looks, you know, he wasn't going to – you know, complain about anything other than he's got to make them, and he didn't against the Longhorns. That you're right. I mean, that's it. How many after the game? Smart and the other guys were joking about how they've been, you know, yelling at Ostakowski to shoot all the time, and he's been kind of hesitant. But 7 of whatever it was,
like 11.
He was like 11 of 48 coming in, or something like that. 25% or worse, 23, 24. That's just, I mean, part of that is just unreal. But, yeah, you've got to close out better on that guy. And they touched on the pick-and-roll defense that they just got to, you know, Coach Proma said one thing they're trying to do is keep it as simple as possible. They've tried to add a few more things. So they went 5-on-5 yesterday, which blew my mind.
I mean, they have 10 guys to do that.
But now they're back to 2-on-2 and 3-on-3. because they're trying to rotate in Tally and Brace, kind of one day on, one day off, at least for Brace. But the encouraging news is that Tally, the tenor of what Coach Brome said struck me as he should be available on Saturday. And, yeah, he didn't put up a lot of numbers when he was healthy, but he's so long.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Brome even said in those situations like a Dean Wade and an Ostakowski shooting over you, you get a 6'7 guy jumping out at you. That's a little bit different than what the Cyclones had in those two games.
So what did Brome say what happened with Brace? Because, like, he was supposed to play against Texas, and he was, like, suited up, and then Steve said that Hans told him he couldn't go. Like, how did that work out?
He said that they kind of echoed what he said after the game, which was they felt good about him going, but they wanted to see how he felt going around, shoot around and all that. And Hans just basically told him, man, I don't think I'm there yet. And, you know, what do? You don't. And I'm assuming grad transfer, last chance to play. He's not saying that because he wants to miss the game.
He
realizes he'd be a liability if he were to be put out there. But
I'm getting to the point where I don't think you can really rely on Hans Brace to be out there.
I don't think you can rely on him at all. I think it's bonus. It's bonus at this time. I mean, we'll see.
It's not the knee, though.
Yeah,
right?
he said the knees are great.
Yeah, well. Okay.
It's just the high, the ankle sprain turned out to be more of a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
Yeah.
I just, like, my whole deal is,
when you're that injury prone.
Yeah, like he has been for a while. It's nothing against him. It's unfortunate, if anything. And I know how important he is to this team. They're what, 0-4 without him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a four losses. They're, four games that Hans Brace didn't play in.
He's undefeated.
So,
no, they're 1-4 because he sat out the Maryland. Although that was no gem of a game.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well,
that was no gem of a game.
That was probably the fifth worst effort of the
year
for Iowa State.
Maybe the fourth. But either way, those are the updates for those guys. He did mention that Nick Weiler-Babb has got a little bit of a knee thing. That was known. He might have got it banged up a little bit at the end of that game, too, against Texas. But he just said that's something that's going to linger throughout the year, but he'll be fine for games. And they'll just take him out of practice every now and then, give him a full rest that way.
How was Steve today?
He was good. He seemed...
is he doing all right? Well, I mean, really, like, is he... Did he have a tissue in his hand, or was he dabbing at his... I don't mean it like that, but, like, coaches change when success changes.
Oh, sure. No, he was fine.
Like, Wayne Morgan was our best friend when they were winning, but when they started losing, he hated our guts.
Yeah. Good old Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they now?
Yeah,
where are they now, veteran?
One of your best pieces ever.
Thanks, I enjoyed it. But no, he was fine. I think you know how Coach Campbell says he loves the, you know, practices more than the games, and
he loves
January because that's where everything is built. I think there's a little bit of that in Coach Prohm where he realizes that they got a long ways to go in a lot of areas, but part of the fun of coaching is doing everything you can and racking your brain and working with the other coaches and working with some of the players and say, how can we get there? And, I'm sure, you know, is he, you know, dejected for two home losses? Of course he is.
Yeah.
But he's also energized by the fact that he knows he's got a pretty good talented core. If he can get a full group of 10 guys that he can tap on a Tuesday night and a Saturday night or whatever it may be, Monday, I think there's still some wins to be had out there in this tough, tough league.
I'm not comparing this team to last year's team because there's not a big comparison here.
Yep.
Iowa State had a very sluggish start to the Big 12. Granted, they won a couple of those games. They beat Texas Tech in a scary game at home, remember, to open up.
Yep.
But what'd they start, C-Dub? It was like 2-3 going into
something
KU.
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, so...
Yeah, because it was the end of the world going into that KU game, and then all of a sudden the season changed.
His teams have gotten better.
There's no doubt in my mind they will.
They're going to get better.
Steve's strength is developing.
No question. Remember when we got on the plane after starting 0-2 to Myrtle Beach, and he was excited. He's like, this is what coaching's all about. This is what I get to do. Like, this is where it's fun for me. And they got better. And the competition ratcheted up. They lost a couple of games. This team still has some good pieces in it. And if Cam Lard can progress, and he's not going to continue.
Dude, he was a freak.
But he was so good against really good competition. That is very encouraging. Wigginton's not shooting like that again. Nick Weiler-Babb was okay, not great. And, you know, if Donovan can play like that, get Brace and Tally back in the rotation, this team can still win some games. It's going to be tough to get to the NCAA tournament because you're going to have to go 8-10 in the Big 12. And the Big 12 is filthy good.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Oklahoma right now.
Yeah.
And but Saturdays, though, looking at Oklahoma State, that's a game Iowa State can get. And I'm not calling it, like, desperation Saturday, whatnot, but if you want to get to the postseason, you know, whether that's the NIT or the, ideally the NCAA tournament, that's a really big game on Saturday that Iowa State needs to have.
Yeah, you're so accustomed to dominating your home court, except against Baylor the last couple of years,
right,
and a KU occasionally. To start out 0-2 is jarring, but at the same time can be that rallying cry. Can we go and let's go, quote-unquote, steal a couple? And Oklahoma State, talented team, you know, top to bottom in the whole league is that way. You've got lots of great players peppered throughout the 10 teams. But as you said, Brent, it's a game you've got to go and get after you let the last one go.
And as good as the Big 12 is, I don't think there's a untouchable team either. So you saw Kansas.
Oklahoma's probably the closest thing to that.
They are, and Trae Young is out of his mind. Like, we haven't seen anything like this in maybe college basketball history.
Yeah.
He can probably keep it up. I don't know. I mean, the guy's averaging 30-10, which it's just stupid.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, Kansas isn't quite Kansas anymore. You've seen Baylor has some holes. These teams, you can still get some of these. I don't think you want to write off the season yet. Now, KenPom is, I always say, to what, 4-14?
That has dropped to 3-15.
3-15. Now,
it's sinking like a rock.
Yeah, I mean, I would say they're the worst KenPom team in the conference right now. But the pieces are still there. You get Lard, Wigginton to play complete games. I would say can still win some games, but it's those, that progress that you can watch for this team. I would say it was due for a transition year. May not have it. Yeah, it's
picked just a bad year to do it.
Exactly. And this year in the Big 12 is not a good year to have it.
KenPom, by the way, as we look ahead to Saturday's game at Oklahoma State, Iowa State has a, according to KenPom, 24% chance at victory. KenPom has that line at 7.
What's the streak against Okie State now, though?
10.
10 in a row?
They've won 10 in a row against Okie State.
Yeah.
Remember how they had that long road drought?
They couldn't win
at Gallagher
either.
And then Naz hit all those threes.
Naz has been.
Threes has snapped the streak.
Getting back,
got
to
go in the other way. 10 in a row is stunning against
crazy.
Anybody.
I was going to do this next segment. Let's just do it now while we're on topic. Bloom, have you watched them?
I saw them last night.
I have not watched Oklahoma State. Give us a scouting report.
I watched them in last night, and, you know, new coach.
Yeah, who? This guy's an unknown. I mean,
he was assistant coach for them.
But nobody knew who he was. Yeah. It was a surprising hire. They should have hired Gottlieb.
But they've been, I mean, they were okay in the non-conference. Not great.
They won that Florida State game, which got them some pub.
It did. A lot of the same pieces that we've known from them, just without Evans.
Is Forte back?
Forte's finally gone.
Is Keaton Page still on the team?
Mitchell Solomon. Mitchell Solomon.
Yep, Solomon's back. Yep, he seems like he's been there 8 years. But Ty Shine was really good last night. Jeffrey Carroll's back and eligible.
He's good.
Yeah, he's
good player.
He's a really good player. Averaged like 17 last year.
But he hasn't been as good this season.
He hasn't. You're right. But Solomon, Averett's their little guard. And then they got a new guy who played really good last night. And Zawaga, I think it's Zagawa. I don't know. Big dude who played really well. They've got some nice pieces, but they're a lot like Iowa State, still kind of searching for what they do well. Last night they gave up 107 to Trae Young in Oklahoma. So they're not afraid to get up in a track meet. I think Saturday could see a lot of points on the scoreboard, and can Iowa State handle that? It's not going to be a very raucous environment. They've really struggled at Gallagher Iowa to get people there. So it's Iowa State being able to go on the road where they've been pretty good in getting one. But I think this is going to be a wire-to-wire game. Can Iowa State handle that adversity and then close one of these games out? Because, Chris, we talked about that after the game on Monday. Iowa State really hasn't been in a close game in the final minute. I think it burned them against Texas. Now they've been in that situation. How do you get better from it?
I want to talk Lindell Wigginton. I want to talk about a change that I think Steve Prohm really needs to make in the starting lineup. We'll do that next as we broadcast from Whiskey River in Ankeny at Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We are presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area or on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic's social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams with Cyclone Fanatic, and I am excited to be here today promoting one of my all-time favorite brands, Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. True story, on Friday nights when I'm relaxing, trying to get primed for a busy Saturday of covering the Cyclones, the good stuff is my go-to drink, and it has been for well over a decade. With its smooth taste, Templeton Rye's 4 and 6 year whiskeys are my absolute favorite. And it's a really exciting time for the town of Templeton, where Templeton Rye is building their brand new distillery. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished, and I cannot wait to visit Templeton to see it in person. Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It's Cyclone Fanatic approved.
We're guessing that in the last year, year and a half, you've probably heard something about Charterhouse Real Estate. We know them as an innovative real estate firm focused on putting clients first.
They started with great offers like short 3-month listing contracts and 2 different commission options. But they just topped their already awesome perks with an exclusive home prep package.
When you list at 6%, you'll now get a deep clean of your kitchen and all bathrooms, an exterior power washing of your home, and all of your windows will be cleaned inside and out, including screens.
And that's on top of free moving boxes and supplies delivered to your door, access to a free moving truck, extra marketing, and so much more.
There's no other firm or realtor offering clients anywhere close to what Charterhouse Real Estate is.
Or if you prefer to do it yourself and go perk-free, Charterhouse has a 5% listing plan too.
As you can see from this latest greatest offer, Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more and contact them at charterhouseiowa.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Hey, Blum, do you still want to go?
Welcome back to Cyclone Fanatic Radio.
On?
I think I'm going to go watch the Hoy Bulls take on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Later this month.
Yeah. What day is that?
It's like the last Friday of the month.
Okay. I'm there.
I know a guy.
Who?
I know a couple guys in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Could probably get us.
I might be able to make that a work trip.
Ooh.
Fred's a College of Business alum.
I didn't say he was my guy.
Well, no, maybe not that guy, but anyway.
Did you know anybody else there?
Nate, I don't know what Nate's college affiliation is.
Was he a business
guy? Is Charlie still there? Henry? Yeah, he's coaching
He's the Windy City Bulls head coach.
G League coach.
Perhaps we could time it and see a Windy City game.
They've been fun.
The Bulls?
Yeah.
They're great to watch.
Yeah.
It's appointment TV for
me. They've lost a couple in a row
now. I even made Rob Gray suffer through listening to Bulls play-by-play on our way home the other day.
I could handle it. It was just too bad that they couldn't quite pull it out.
Oh, they got it.
Fred's starting to get some love from the league. People are starting to take notice.
Look what he's done with Zach Dunn.
Yeah.
Chris Dunn. Sorry, I was thinking Zach Levine.
And Levine's going to come back. They're not going to make the playoffs, but, hey, I'm happy for Fred. Like, he's done a nice job. Good for the mayor.
We are Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We are presented by Carl Chevrolet here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. If you missed our announcement at the beginning of the program, mark your calendars for February 22nd. That's where we will have our annual football recruiting party. I do believe we've had some massive ones at the Keg Stand back in the day. I do believe this year's will be the biggest one we've had. There's never been this much excitement about Iowa State football. I know our special guests are very excited to come down to the venue, the district venue here in Prairie Trail. And it's going to be a whopping good time. So mark your calendars. And like Bloom said, just take the day off.
Yeah.
And take the next day off.
Afternoon. Is it a Thursday night?
Yeah, it gives you a reason to.
3.5-day weekend?
Yeah. Do that. Cyclone Fanatic Radio. Rob, you were with Steve Prohm today. Any hint of a lineup change? He's got to get Cam Lard in the starting lineup. I know what you're doing, Coach. It's time to move on.
Yep. Our pal Randy Peterson of the Register asked that very question.
Very directly, I'm
and,
sure.
And Coach Prohm just said, maybe. I think, you know, I wrote about it after the game that as long as Lard gets his minutes, it doesn't really matter. And he had played a career-high 33 minutes.
Yeah.
But from and he's had foul trouble, I know, at times. But you got to, you know, this now is the time when you're 0-2 in the league to change the dynamic one way or another. And it's also an easy sell that way, too. I don't think you have to sell any fans. The fans are been clamoring for Cam Lard to start for a while. And, I mean, for good reason. Especially after this last performance, but he's shown signs before. He gets the line enough. He missed a couple against Texas, but he was 9-12 coming in. That's rare to see from a redshirt freshman big man like that. That's so high energy and such a rim runner. And the time is right. You know, whatever I said about it being more about his minutes. I mean, if you're going to make that kind of a change, you do it now.
You are right. It's about minutes and not starting. But there's something about okay. You got to change something up just kind of for the
– we've seen this before with Steve's.
Yeah. I mean,
Steve really has usually has a really nice knack for when to make the change.
And
it's paid off for him in the past.
The great thing with this roster is you only have 10 at best, so everybody has to contribute.
Yep.
I mean, this isn't a –
Jeff Beverly's not just going to hit the bench and never
– See, I mean, he has to. So it's not I'm not too concerned about bumming out Jeff Beverly here.
Yep.
I think you have to reward Cam for as well as he's played. And there's something symbolic about being a starter. Even if it's rather relatively meaningless, you at least change the karma a little bit for the team.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the deal about the bomb cyclone?
The big
storm
out
hitting the East Coast. Boston and –
Do you think they named it with Iowa State's 2017 Liberty Bowl championship in mind?
The MVP of the game? Alan Lazard?
Yeah. I mean,
I do not, but I do know where you're going with this. I think they should have named it for him. But
the bomb cyclone.
Yes.
Why do we coming up with all these weather terms that no one's ever heard of?
Did you hear the 4 at 4 on 1460 KXNO today?
No, I was.
Meteorologist Brett McIntyre joined us. Talk about the bomb cyclone.
Had he heard of it before this
week?
Yeah,
he thinks it's
bombogenesis is the
Brett
term
thinks
that
it's
comes
a bunch
from.
Of bull.
Yeah. I knew I liked Mac.
Brett basically told us it's fake news.
I agree with Mac here.
Wait, does that mean it's real, or does that mean it's fake?
It's a nor'easter.
Yeah, I thought it was a nor'easter.
It's a nor'easter with a fancy name.
That's what I remember from my youth. Nor'easter.
Yeah, it's a nor'easter on whatever.
What was the Clooney movie, where he dies in a ship accident? That was a nor'easter.
Oh, the Perfect Storm.
Yeah.
Sebastian Younger book, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nor'easter, right?
Bad one.
All I know
Mark
is
Wahlberg.
When we were at the Sweet 16 about 4 or 5 years ago, there were vast concerns of a nor'easter locking us up in New York.
Didn't happen, unfortunately.
It did not happen.
I got to go to West Virginia on Sunday or Saturday. Is that nor'east?
The frigid temperatures are
kind of
marching along there, too. So. It won't be nice,
okay. But
it won't be anything like what they're experiencing on the coast. I don't believe. As I put on my meteorological hat,
I once took a meteorology class at Iowa State.
A,
I got two. I got two on you. Yeah. I got
the like opening one.
No, I mean, did you get an A?
I believe I got like a B plus or an A minus.
That's very solid.
I'm very interested in it, so it wasn't a hard thing for me to do.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I went into that more interested in the 90% of the classes that I take. Yeah,
I hear you.
But no, thanks for coming in, Rob. We appreciate you taking time out of your night with your family.
My pleasure.
Bloom, thank you as well.
I heard there's like a Bud Light girl here.
Yeah.
So if they're, you're in the area.
They're giving away Bud Light, I guess.
Dilly Dilly. Can we still do that, or is that gone? Were you 18 in that? Like, it's 2018, an accident?
You know, I was never crazy into the Dilly Dilly.
Okay. All right. Dilly Dilly!
Yeah, I don't like giving people free advertising.
Yeah,
good point. Good point.
So
spoken like a businessman.
Yeah.
Well, a smart businessman.
We have to pay our bills somehow, people. Thanks to Sean Jankowski and John Sellers. Later.